Really, his engineering ability is pretty astounding. And then his production ability is pretty great. And then we love him.
Yeah.
Like a brother.
All those things.
All those things.
We can't, you know, bear to do an album without him now.
So the third record will have Scott, no doubt.
We'll see. If it goes our way.
I don't know what he's doing.
He's a busy guy. He works with everybody.
Yeah.
I think he's going to take some time or something.
Start a new Velvet Underground or something.
Yeah. Hmm. He's looking into a little circle of artists.
Cool.
Yeah.
Another thing about the album that I was talking with you earlier about that I thought was kind of neat is the lineup of musicians that you've got in there. I was wondering, how for one thing, did you get them all at the same time? You know, there's so many people in there. Peter Holsapple from the DBs, Peter Buck, Sarah Lee. She's with B-52s now. Used to be with Gang of Four. Mm. How did you meet up with all of them? How did you get them all together for this album?
Well, it was... Part of it was easy because we did the album in two different places, and part of it was done in Athens. So, you know, Peter was there. In L.A.,
Scott knew a lot of people, and they just happened to be there. Ben Montench was there in L.A., and Jim Keltner was there, and Peter Holsapple was there, and a lot of folks were already in the area. And then
Paulinho
da Costa was there, and we were just lucky that they were available, that they wanted to be part of the record. We were honored. And then a lot of friends were from home, and then people like that we were fans of, like Mary Chapin and her guitar player and producer John Jennings, we got them to fly out.
Right, yeah, Mary Chapin Carpenter's on it too as well. But it sounds like, actually from the feel of the album, it sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
A big group event. It sounds a little more, produced, but it sounds like a little more produced, I guess, than the first album.
It was some songs.
Yeah, some songs are. It was done, some of the band stuff was done in a different way, because like we had Kenny and Sarah got together and we learned the songs with them and played them live. So it wasn't like overdubbing bass and drums to what we had already done live. It was like doing the whole thing, which made it more of a, I guess gave it more of a band sound on some of the band type stuff. But actually instrumentation's really about the same, except we used real strings, which was like a really great thing to be able to do. And did we use drums more this time? We used more drummers. We used four different drummers. So
yeah,
Kenny, Jim Keltner, a guy from home named Michael Laurent, and JD played on 10,000 Wars. He played on our last album. So.
And JD played. Well, you've got your acoustics here, and you look like you're ready to go. So
we're itching to play,
good,
as you said.
Itching to play.
We don't know how we're going to sound, though, because we...
Can we do this sitting down, or should we stand? We should do it again.
Yeah, we're going to sit down and try this.
Okay.
This is Hammer and a Nail. 1, 2, ready, and...
surface. I look a lot like Narcissus, a dark abyss of an emptiness standing on the edge of a drowning blue. I look beyond my ears for the green, even my sweat smells green. There off the white hurts my eyes. I gotta get out of bed and get a hammer and a nail, learn how to use my hands. Just my head, I think myself in a jail. Now I know refuge never grows. One man's chin in a hand in a thoughtful pose. God, it's in the earth if you wanna grow. I had a lot of good intentions. Sit around for 50 years and then collect a pension. Started seeing the road to hell. And just where it starts. But my life is more than a vision. The sweetest part is acting after making a decision. I started seeing the whole as a sum of its parts. And I look beyond my ears for the green. Even my sweat smells clean. Glare off the white hurts my eyes. Get out of bed and get a hammer and a nail. Learn how myself into jail. Now I know refuge never grows. I'm a chin in a hand in a thoughtful pose. God, it's in the earth if you wanna go. Myself becoming more immobile. When I think a little girl in the world can't do anything, a distant nation is my community, and a street person my responsibility. If I have a care in the world, I have a gift to bring. Then look beyond my ears for the green, even my sweat smells clean. I gotta get out of bed and get a hammer and a nail. Learn how to use my hands, not just my head. I think myself in a jail. I know refuge never grows. I'm a chin in a hand in a thoughtful pose. Gotta tend the earth if you wanna grow.
Indigo Girls, WHFS.
Everybody clap.
That was nice. You guys harmonize so well. It's like you switch off, you know, so often that you can't tell who's doing what at sometimes.
Yeah.
Is that always natural for you? Have you had to work at it, really, or is it...
We haven't worked at it consciously, I don't think, but...
We didn't used to do as much of that counterpoint as we gradually came to do. Someone's lighting a match in the background. That was sweet. Like we're in a concert hall.
Well, you do it really well. So.
Thanks. We started out by learning like James Taylor and Carole King type songs, straight harmony, and then we just kind of branched out into more counterpoint stuff.
Wow. Well, I wanted to ask you one quick question that you know, some people out there that are fans of yours, you know, are always interested in, you know, your beginnings. You guys both went to Emory, didn't you, in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
And you almost didn't stay together after you graduated. I remember reading an interview with one of you guys. I can't remember which one it was.
Well, actually, Emily graduated the year before I did, and there was a certain point before she graduated that she was trying to decide whether to go to grad school or to continue with music, and it was just a kind of a decision time for us.
Big decision time.
Mostly for Emily, because I had already made up my mind, so I think it was more strain on Emily.
And obviously you made the right decision.
Yeah, I have no regrets. I have no regrets.
Yeah, none. Your family's very musically inclined, aren't they?
Both of our families, yeah.
Your dad, one of your father's sings, I was reading about this the other day. Is it your sister that's recently, she conducts a choir in Atlanta?
Dad conducts a little church choir at Emory, and Mom sings in it. My next younger sister is an opera singer, and my other sisters sing, too. So Amy's family sings, too.
So
grew up singing.
Grew up with it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the new album, Nomads, Indians, and Saints, and you are playing tonight in Baltimore. We'll look forward to a great show there. And I believe there's just a few more tickets left, too, something like that. So if you want to...
Two tickets left.
There's two tickets left. So hurry up.
Well, there's more than two, but there's not that many. Let's put it that way. They are here tonight in Baltimore. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, we'll be back.